The United Nations mission in South Sudan did everything it could to help evacuate the wounded and bring them to Juba, the capital of the new country, where they're receiving medical care and attention. While we were there, the World Food Program rushed in the first emergency supplies, and the vulnerable children who had been orphaned and were being protected by the Sudan People's Liberation Army, the children received their first food, and it was very gratifying to see that that was done just hours after the Lao Nuer had left.
What about the overall picture for those people who are living there, the adults and all?
Well, the town of Pibor itself is intact. So the people that are coming back, they'll find that their houses are there. But, of course, they're going to need food and they're going to need all kinds of assistance in order to restart their livelihoods. We know that the Lao Nuer tribe, the column of youth that has massed for the past 10 days, they've taken many cattle. And we have to assume, therefore, that many families are not going to have their livelihoods. And this is going to have to be a part of our operation, is finding ways to support them in the absence of the cattle which they've depended on. The situation in the town of Lekwungole is different, and to be honest, it's worse. Lekwungole was burned to the ground. When the column arrived, the majority of the population had left. And in fact, just before Lekwungole was attacked, the United Nations mission in South Sudan evacuated 27 of the most vulnerable. These were people who hadn't been able to leave, older people, pregnant women, younger people. We got them out to safety. But when the column arrived in Lekwungole, it had burnt the town to the ground. So the condition of those families that are returning to that place, it's much worse for them than it is in Pibor, where the town is intact.
What about an emergency operation? Is OCHA planning anything along these lines?
Already, the cluster system, these are the groups of humanitarian partners in each of the key areas. There's a cluster on protection, a cluster for water, a cluster for shelter, for health, and so forth. These clusters are already mobilized to start providing assistance. The United Nations mission in South Sudan, through its medical officers, they have been trying to help. They've been doing triage and arranging for the evacuations. But with the humanitarian agencies and MSF and the World Health Organization coming back, I think that we will see a boosting of the health care provision.
What will it take to bring this situation under control? There seems to be retaliatory attacks among the various ethnic groups.
Well, I think that this has been a pattern in this part of South Sudan for a number of years. One community group attacks another, and then there's a retaliation. Clearly, there needs to be a political solution so that this kind of violence stops, doesn't keep occurring and spiraling out of control. I know that that's a priority for the government, and the UN is going to be doing what it can to support the government in its reconciliation efforts. We don't want to see this kind of violence again, and the only answer is a political path, a dialogue that brings the communities together and addresses their grievances.